Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Searching for a romantic summer getaway? Escape with Rich Girl Summer, the new Audible original from Lily Chu. The exquisitely talented Philippa Hsu, returning to narrate her fifth Lily Chu title. This time, Philippa is joined by her real-life husband, Stephen Pasquale. Set in Toronto's wealthy cottage country, aka the Hamptons of Canada, Rich Girl Summer follows the story of Valerie, a down-on-her-luck event planner posing as a socialite's long-lost daughter, while piecing together the secrets surrounding a mysterious family and falling deeper and deeper in love with the impossibly hard-to-read and infuriatingly handsome family assistant, Nico. Caught between pretending to belong and unexpectedly finding where she truly fits in, Valerie learns her summer is about to get far more complicated than she ever planned. She's in over her head and head over heels. Listen to Rich Girl Summer now on Audible. Go to audible.com/richgirlsummer.
Travis fell in love with the perfect woman. Beautiful, understanding, available 24/7. There was just one catch. She wasn't human. Binge all episodes of Flesh and Code early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello, I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben, and welcome to Crappy Hour. How are you doing today, Ben?
I am great, thanks. How are you doing?
Not great, Ben. I had some terrible news this week having to do with Tonya Haddix from Chimp Crazy. She is going to jail for loving chimps. So is it even worth going on? I don't think so. I can't even believe I'm doing this today. I've been very upset.
I mean, if you can't abduct a chimp and hide it from the authorities and lie in a courtroom, what can you do? Right.
But I love her. I don't care that she did anything wrong. I still love Tonya. I don't want her to go to jail. The star of HBO's Chimp Crazy will spend almost 4 years in federal prison for lying about a chimp named Tonka. Well,
yeah. I mean, if that's, I don't know. What can you do in life anymore, right?
Can you even cross the street without waiting for a light to blink anymore, for fuck's sake? So anyway, this is our weekly, or our bi-weekly, I guess, show about all things Bravo, but I had to slip that one in there right at the beginning because I'm really bummed and I don't like it. Stay strong, Tonya. Yeah. Freeze Tonya. Yeah, freeze Tonya. You know what? Don't even free her.
She would love that.
Yeah, you know, I would actually Disney love Disney on her ass me. And freeze her until we get laws that are more protective of people who care too much about chimps. I mean, the woman's addicted to chimps, okay? Give an addict a break.
I feel like I saw a picture of her like in jail or a mugshot or something, and you know, she didn't have her wig anymore. She didn't have all her glam. And I was sad. I don't like seeing that side of Tonya. I want to see her sort of 7-Eleven version of Jennifer Coolidge. So yeah, it's tough. It's a tough time right now.
It really is. The point you just brought up is totally valid and correct. This is unfair that they're showing her without her glam, without her wigs, without her this, without her that. They don't give anybody else that disrespect. They let fucking Karen go to prison looking decent, I think. I'm assuming. I mean, you can't do this to her.
Everyone gets to go to prison looking decent, but Tonya is the one that they single out. They say wig has to come off. It's not right.
That's not fair. I agree. All right. Well, that's Tonya. Stay strong over there, Tonya, if you're watching this from wherever. We love you.
Maybe someone will hide Tonya in the back of a truck and bring her to a motel and bring her to the basement of some place in Missouri.
Girl, you know that's why I'm going to jail. They're going to find Tonya in my basement. I'm going to be like, what? There's no one here. I don't know what you're talking about. And then the big twist in episode 3 is you're going to find her in my basement. I'm going to be like, Tonya, I brought you some chicken nuggets and some Milky Ways.
Just bring her all the snacks, all the good stuff. And then you could play games with her where you like run around from like around her cage back and forth. I think that's
well, you know, I've been playing virtual reality games on this MetaQuest 3, which I know it's stupid. Everybody's going to make fun of me. I don't even care. So I'm not going to play games with her, but I will keep her in the basement and she can just watch me do this.
It's a common thing that people do in West Hollywood, just for reference. Can we give a shout out to Marissa, who is here in the chat? She says, hello, Ronnie and Ben. It's my 60th birthday. Happy birthday, Marissa.
Yeah, thanks for spending 60 years old, Marissa. Staying sexy, you're doing babe. It.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy Marissa. Birthday, happy babe. Birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. She's killing it.
No one took your shellac for your face today. No one did that to you like that. So just remember how lucky you are today, Marissa. You still get to look hot.
Yeah. You know, this is a great segue into something that I feel like is a very important topic for today. Speaking of people not getting to look their best on a public platform, should we talk about Larsa Pippen, who had a picture, a still of her from a morning show go, I would not say viral, but like for Larsa, it was viral. It was just her looking. She just looked puffed up. Everything looked puffed up, more puffy than usual. Now, I think for those of us who watch Real Housewives of Miami, this feels like par for the course. We watch these women's faces adjust and sink in and puff up again in real time across the season. But I think for a lot of people, they hadn't checked in with Larsa for a while. And they're like, whoa, what happened with Larsa? So she was getting a lot of shit about her face. They were like, oh my God, what'd you do to your face? What do you do to your face? As if like all this time it had been normal. It's like, wait a second, Larsa.
Can we ask the real question? What haven't you done to your face? Staples, shellac, nail gun, you know, chainsaw, the sewing club. Like you've done it all.
Everything.
Gotta have a hobby.
So Larsa has actually come out with a response, and in the response, it's her face-tuned, but it's a video. It's on her, I think, on her Instagram. I'm going to try to play the audio through this, so that way we get the full Larsa-ness of it all. So hopefully you can hear it. I'm going to press play.
Oh, put up the video too, could you? Is it her Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I think I can.
I think it's important because, you know, it's her face. The story is about her face. So okay. I'm looking at it right now and it's her face. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And by the way, this is not look shaming somebody. This is like crazy craft shaming somebody. This woman's is her face. That's what she likes to do. You know, some of us buy stupid video games like me to play. Some of them, you know, buy cars. Larsa buys shit for her face. She's like the Miss Potato Head of our time. And that is her right.
Both on the outside and the inside. Okay, so you can see here we are on X.
You're a real potato on the inside.
She's a real potato. She's a sprouted potato. Okay, this is courtesy of Queens of Bravo, and I'm going to press play. Hopefully you all hear it.
Okay, so
yeah,
I feel like that photo went viral. I'm wondering if someone made it look like that, because this is what my face looks like, you guys. I'm on TV, so you know what I look like. I just shot my reunion a couple of days ago, so you'll see what I look like at my reunion. I did have PRP. I did have an allergic reaction to the PRP, which I didn't even know you can have. So my face is a bit swollen, but it doesn't look like that. So keep on hating, guys. Okay, so.
So keep on hating, guys. I love Larsa saying that her picture went viral. Guys, as you may know, there's a picture of me that broke the internet. Most popular picture. Just was trending everywhere. Everyone couldn't stop talking about it. Cover of Time magazine.
I feel like it went viral like, but I feel like it's my like face like. Okay, so she said she had an allergic reaction to PRP, which is a treatment that uses a concentration of your own blood platelets to promote healing in various conditions. So you're allergic to your own blood?
You know
that's unfortunate.
But like, you know, like, I didn't want to have to say this, but, like, half my blood at this point is hard to even say what it is. They say there's dolphin in it, like, raccoon, like, jellyfish, like. I've had so many treatments, like, it's hard to know what animal's in me, like.
Dolphin. Look, I will agree with what she's saying. I'm very agreeable today. Do you like it? I can agree with what she's saying. Like when she said, guys, this is my face. That's her face. I really don't know how that picture set anybody else off because that's what she looks like in the season premiere. So I think maybe in the season premiere, she had just gotten a lot of stuff done. And so it was still, you know, crazy looking. And now it's normal crazy looking. I mean, it's always going to be crazy looking, you know, it's like trying to make a bounce house not fun. They're always fun. Okay, bounce houses are fun, but
they are. You know, and you know what bounce houses? You know what bounce houses are so good at? Flying away during a tornado. I swear, I just watched it this morning. I was like, I'm gonna go back on TikTok. I'm never on TikTok. First thing I see is like thunderstorms in Nebraska, and it was like just lots of footage of bouncy houses, bouncy castles, just flying through the sky. It's like if you're a trampoline and you're a bouncy house, you know there's one thing that's gonna happen in your life: you're gonna get blown away.
Well, bless her heart. You know, she has the right to do whatever the fuck she wants with her face. So, you know, have fun being crazy. I do remember, way back in the day in Miami, but someone in the comments is calling her Mama Elsa. And I remember back in the day when she was like, oh my God, Mama Elsa. Remember she made those comments like, ooh, that's just so much plastic surgery. I would never, you know, that reminds me of when I was younger and I'd be like, oh my God, plastic surgery, Botox. I would never. Of course, I'm 25. I'm going to say that. You know, if you don't need it when you're 25, it's like when you're already hungry and someone's like, are you hungry? And you're like, I'm not ordering food. I don't need to ever eat again. You do the next day, you know, eventually you need it again. So I don't know. Be careful what you say, young people, because this is what you could be, or me with my bruised eyes. You know, you end up somewhere.
Your eyes are looking fab. I also want to say that some people in the comments are saying that Dr. Jen, aka Jen Armstrong, formerly of Orange County, said that you can't have an allergic reaction to PRP. Now, I don't know whether everyone saw it because I just tried to do some last minute Googling here and it didn't make any headlines, but maybe she said it on her social media. I love that Dr. Jen weighed in and, you know,
she said it on the video. You mean Dr. Jen? You couldn't find evidence Dr. Jen said it or what?
I couldn't see the. I just couldn't see where everyone was talking about that. Dr. Jen said you can't have an allergic reaction.
I'm not doubting anyone. Couldn't find the Larsa. I thought you meant you couldn't find Larsa saying it was an allergic reaction. I was like, was her distracting? She just said it.
I said it like. I guess it's on. I Dr. feel like, Jen's like
maybe
IG
like
reel.
I said it like. What is with people who are possible narcissists who do this with their hair? They grab their hair and they pull it. It's something we've noticed a lot. Throughout the years. And you know who's bad at it? Narcissists. And I've noticed that like Kim Zolciak does it all the time. She's double. Like she's double crazy. Pulling the hair. Like milking the cow.
Well, she's
got to
pull one for Brielle and one for Adriana. Or Ariana.
I steal from Ariana.
The more you pull your hair, the more dollars come out of her account. Pulling.
Oh, gosh. Listen, if Marcia can't have a crazy face, then what are we even doing in this world? You know, you go, Larsa. You go off. Okay. Next, I think something that's been fun. We'll move. Well, first, I guess before we move to some Orange County stuff, have you heard this Lindsay Hubbard is getting a spinoff?
I have not heard that, and I would love you to tell me about it.
Well, I'm trying to find articles, like real articles, no offense, Bravo and Cocktails. It's not like you're not real, but I mean, like, where's Diane Sawyer? You know what I mean?
I almost always ask that when Lindsay Hubbard comes up. Where's Diane Sawyer?
I'm not even saying you're not real, but you know, Bravo and Cocktails does do like blind items and, you know, gossip. It's like someone coming to us for news. You know, you don't do it. So Lindsay Hubbard reveals co-parenting struggles with Turner, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But where's the spinoff part? It says
maybe Lindsay Hubbard's just going to spin. Lindsay Hubbard's going to a spin class.
Well, actually, all it says, it's a picture of Lindsay. And it says Lindsay Hubbard's spinoff starts filming September 1st. We'll share as I get more information. And that's all I got. But that's from Bravo and Cocktails. I don't know. I would imagine it would need to be more people than just Lindsay, right?
Does Lindsay ever really need more people than just Lindsay? I would love to see the Bravo's first ever one woman show, just Lindsay doing things.
I was thinking it might be like an AI clickbait article, but I found it in Bravo and Cocktail. So who knows, you guys? Because you know those AI ones, they're like, Carrie Underwood told The View to shove it. She's suing them for $50 million. I believe everything. You have to Google everything you read now because it's mostly just AI slop. But maybe Lindsay can fight with AI slop. I don't know. But Lindsay does need other AI people. Slop.
AI slop is also what I casually called the summer house.
can Lindsay spin off be her just calling up Bravo and Cocktails and be like, did you hear about Carrie Underwood suing The View for $50 million? And then Bravo and Cocktails could be like, no, that's not happening, Lindsay. How dare you?
You're really making me giggle, like a little high-pitched giggle, like a little cute Pillsbury Doughboy giggle over here. Since you're talking about Summer House, I have another question. Since you came with me to me with a question, I'm going to answer with a question of my own. I saw a billboard the other day on Melrose Avenue, and I'm going to send it to my Mac for my phone. I would like to know if this is Lexi Wood. Okay. I did like light research and then, but I was driving. I didn't want to crash. And I was like, I'm definitely not going to crash my car on account of Lexi Wood. So here it comes. Here comes the image. Is this Lexi Wood?
Oh gosh. It's so little. It says Princess Polly. It's a billboard Princess that says Polly. Princess Polly. Let's see. It looks like her. The lip liner. I feel like this. I mean, you can see the lip liner from 5 miles away. So yeah, I think it's her. Although she usually only covers the breast part. She always wears something that's kind of like a bikini top. So I mean, is Polly a fashion brand or is it lipstick?
I've never seen it.
Or is it for people who just want to date a lot of people at one time?
Wait a second. I am just looking at it right now and I'm like, is that her sister making adjustments? Oh my God. How did her sister get up there?
She got up there with a big paintbrush to line her lips.
Wow. And made a perfect circle. Wow. What's your sister doing? Oh yeah. Wow. Oh. It's perfect. Okay.
How
so it is her.
Do that. That's so cool. God, the magic of the video. Tell me.
It was, I did it in the preview application and I accidentally did like this thing where men are
drawing on her face.
I was trying to do more of a pencil look and I came out just as a weird circle, but that's okay. We are accepting.
Oh, this is a good one. Kensley, what is Kensley's name? Kenley Collins was her name, right? Kenley Collins.
Yes.
Did you read her stuff? Runway. I just read this coming into this, so I didn't have time to write it down. Kenley Collins went off. This is from Dolphin Girl who gave us this story. Thank you for the reminder. So Kenley Collins goes off on Andy Cohen on an Instagram post saying that he's worse than Harvey Weinstein. And when he was on the set of Project Runway, he was always treating all the designers like twinks that he could use and running around and being like, hey, twink, which I don't know. Andy, look, I will say the shocking thing in that is that Andy usually gets like hot stripper types, not really Project Runway designer types. So I don't know. But the point is Kenley is going off and saying she's got a lot to share from 20 years ago? I mean, when was that? How long has that show been on? She was like season 5, right?
It was a long time ago. It was like OG run. I'm not going to weigh in either way at whether she's telling the truth or not, but it is a little surprising to me that when Bethany Frankel was doing the whole reality reckoning thing that she didn't speak up at that moment. You know, obviously
well, she does
speak
bring
up for
that
different
up.
Times.
She does bring that up, and she said, here, let me find the exact quotes. So blah, blah, blah. Do you guys really think Harvey Weinstein was the worst one on set? Andy Cohen was. Andy Cohen was disgusting, horrible, worst predator with the gays, hopping around the set like, hey, twinks.
Hey, twinks. That's exactly what we often do. Hey, twinks.
I think I've said that before to people. So she referenced former Atlanta star NeNe Leakes, who claimed that Cohen had created a hostile workplace. And she, basically basically trying to lend credence to that. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her, why this is coming out now, but it'll be interesting to see what comes of that.
Yeah, that's that'll be interesting to see. I'm sorry, because I got distracted because I was looking up Kenley Collins and an article from 2009 came up that said Jail was really funny. Cat attack runway finalist. Kenley Collins, the cat throwing Project Runway contestant, needed to help her future potential as designer and human being. Wait, what is the Kenley Collins threw a cat?
I remember her throwing a cat. And Bumble Bear tells us Kenley was in season 5, 2008. So 17 years ago. Dolphin says she was insufferable then. She's still the same. Meanwhile, she came back for All Stars. Can't stand her. I don't think Tim would stand for that. But, you know, I don't know. I would like to hear if he's done stuff like that. I don't think going on set and saying, hey, twinks is sexual abuse. But, you know, obviously I'm going to hold off my opinion until I hear what she has to say.
Exactly. And Marie makes a good point in the comments. Harvey raped women.
Harvey raped people. Yes. Yes. That's quite different than what anything that Andy Cohen has been accused of so far.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Bumble Bear says, my friend who worked on Top Chef said he was rude when he visited the set, but nothing predatory, which I think just tracks. I mean, that's Andy, right? He's rude on the reunions, right?
Is
right,
he?
Right, right.
I don't know. I thought he had a reputation for being nice to everybody.
He is nice, but the way he clocks people, one could say is rude. That's what I meant. Like he's not like always going to be rosy. And I know you weren't, contesting us. It's just funny. So, by the way, did you get a chance to see the new Project Runway yet?
No, you said it set. Nope. So I didn't watch it. Also, now that things are coming, the more episodes, how many have there been? Three?
Three. I haven't watched the third yet.
It's just too much because now I have to sit down and watch it for like a whole day. You know, it's Project Runway.
And it's
every 2 months.
Yeah. La Roche is very funny. La Roche is super funny. But like, yeah.
I read controversy about it today that one of the contestants, the producers told this contestant to show up in drag. And so he did show up in drag. But then once he got there, they were like, oh, you're just letting your drag persona take over because your stuff is too much. And they called one of his designs like a vulva. Is it a vulva? A uvula?
Wow.
Some woman part.
Could be both.
And then Heidi said, it looks like bottle opener. And so he was all upset that he got tricked into doing drag only to be dragged down, if you will.
Wow.
So that kind of got me interested. And then La Roche supposedly said, I'm mad that I even had to come here to look at that fashion. You guys are wasting my time. I could have been at lunch.
Yeah, the vibe, it actually, I'm not surprised that he would say that. It does feel like the vibe is that they're kind of trying to be a little bit more like Drag Race on the show, where it's like joke, like, I don't know. It's like just trying to be jokey. I don't know. I just don't like it anymore.
Debbie Antine says everybody has a uvula. Okay. Well noted. You know, God, I'm learning a lot today. Don't tell people hi twinks and I have a uvula.
Yeah.
I'm writing it in my notes.
Charlie Brown is the Charlie Brown thing.
I have a uvula.
I would like to talk about something
else.
Putting
that on a t-shirt.
We all have a uvula. I'm bringing up something here. This is a minor story, but it's one that I have just been so fascinated with for the past like 2 months. The ongoing tale of the crypto kidnappers in New York City. So I guess New York Magazine, came out with a big article about it, which I tried to read, but it was behind a paywall. However, luckily, the Everybody's Business But Mine podcast.
Love her. Yes. Kara. Yes.
We love Kara. She took a screenshot of the most important part of the article, which is Charlie's involvement from Next Gen New York City. So, it's this very small part of the article, but from what I can even just read it out loud, which is that the guys, the villains of the story, the guys who, for those of you who don't know, abducted this guy and tortured him because they wanted access to his Bitcoin account. And this guy would not give it up. And so they held him in this townhouse in New York City for like 2 or 3 weeks, torturing him. And in the meantime, these assholes also were like throwing parties. And so they had an assistant, this guy named Morgan O'Connor, who was a quote unquote, a well-connected club rat and former model known for a striking look, white with waist length dreadlocks. And then, this guy, Morgan O'Connor, seemed to know every bottle girl in the city. And he soon brought on Charlie Zakour, a handsome 30-year-old starring on Bravo's Real Housewives spinoff Next Gen. And I'm sure that Charlie loves being referred to as someone on a Real Housewives spinoff. So we learned that they grew up together at the Manhattan party circuit. They both dated Lindsay Lohan. And what they basically, their job was to find young women to party with, to bring young women to this townhome for the parties with these abductors. And so Charlie would, like, he told a friend, they're going to drop stupid money, like life-changing amounts of money. And I think we all know, we can totally imagine Charlie saying that. And he goes, they're ready to spend. And there was an unusual source to help stock the parties at 38 Prince, the Soho location of Brandy Melville on nearby Broadway. And so basically the article then goes on to say that the clothing shop is known for employing attractive young women, many of them part-time models. Zakour had dated several of them over the years and often brought them and their friends to clubs and after parties. And sometimes he'd drop by the store just to hang out, leading one employee to ask herself, what's an unk doing at Brandy? So that's the end of his involvement in the article. But I just love that he was lingering in this store and all the young sales girls, the hot models, were like, who is this old guy creeping out over here? So that
Charlie?
Is further.
So wait, Charlie was like creeping in the store trying to get girls to come to this crypto townhouse?
Yeah, for parties. And he would go in there and creep out, and they were like, who is this unk? And Kara actually writes a great
what
comment.
What is unk? Like uncle?
Yeah.
That's what my nieces call me, unk.
Well, that's you're so literally creepy. An uncle.
Yeah.
Kara says, obsessed with this New York City crypto torture story, more obsessed with Charlie from Next Gen New York City, essentially recruiting teen employees from Brandy Melville to the house, only to be referred to as an unk by them and being confused why he hung out in the store so often. It's so good.
Oh, Charles.
So that's the update on that. There's not much to say about it, but for those who wanted further texture on his whole involvement in that scandal, that is the deal so far.
Well, you want to talk about a real unk?
Yes. Real unk.
Carl Radke has revealed. Guys, hold yourselves. Carl Radke has revealed to Us Weekly News, my middle name is Carl. We always, for whatever reason, as a family, went by our middle names. So my brother even went by his middle name. But on my ID and passport, my first name, wait for it, it's William. It's crazy, right?
It's an obscure name that only people who live in a certain neighborhood of Pittsburgh would really get. It's called
William. I had to change it. You know, it's like, it's a high shame name. So.
It's William with a soft A.
Carl is wearing a sleeveless tennis sweater with no shirt under it in this article, and he is gearing up for the official opening of Soft Bar and Cafe. Could have called it Billy Carl. Just. And I didn't get the space till January. We didn't start building till March. And so guess what? From the time I've signed it to the time we'll be opening, soft circled, August 27th is going to be a grand opening. So, wow, August 27th, that's next week. 2 weeks.
Wow, that's almost perfectly aligned with Labor Day weekend, famously the season finale of Summer House. By the way, I just want to say we have a great bot in the chat. This is Gloria, who says, my name is Gloria Pushfonte. I'm America's favorite gay aunt. I'm here to remind you to clean your foreskin. When was the last time you cleaned out your foreskin, cheese? It's a great question that she asks. Thank you for being here, Gloria.
Gloria, if you get foreskin cheese, you've waited too long. You know what I mean? You need to be better. You need to be a little bit more on top of it with your tips. If there's already cheese, you missed something, Gloria. You're late.
Wait, she says, I'm not a bot, queen. I'm a real gay lesbian. Okay. Very nice. Well,
right. Thank you.
Does that make it better?
Either way, get better at your foreskin checks because you're behind.
Yes.
That's the big Carl news. I know everybody was dying to hear it, so I had to share.
It's actually so funny because I was I was walking to the gym today and I walked by a restaurant that I feel like is going to close very soon. And I was like, I'm surprised this restaurant has stayed open for so long. And I was like, oh, I bet when it closes, I wonder if they have a good guy clause. I literally was like thinking, I was saying good guy clause to myself in Carl voice. Oh, good guy clause.
Good guy clause. what restaurant was it?
It's a place called Mr. T's. And I really want to go there. I still haven't been. I'm contributing
like
to the problem.
Like T-E-A-S?
It's like Mr. T, like Mr. T. I think it's called Mr. T. It's like Mr. T apostrophe S. It's like Mr. T, T's. Mr. T.
Oh, I thought it was like a T's. Cute Bobo place. Like Mr. T's.
I think it's called Mr. T's. Yeah, it's called Mr. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just called Mr. T.
Mr. T. Well, I think that's kind of an awkward name for a place. Maybe that's why they're closing. I mean, shut up, fool. From the 18, you know, Mr. T, he was very tough. You're not always in a Mr. T mood for lunch.
I heard that it's like a hot spot in Paris, but it's just sort of like empty in LA. And I heard that it's like Beyonce's favorite restaurant. So they opened it up because I think Beyonce allegedly has an office across the street. That's what the rumor is. Word on the street is that that's why Mr. T is there, but is Beyonce there? Because they did a lot of work to try to get Beyonce. As far as I can tell, I don't think Beyonce is going to be in there.
I doubt it. So
I will go support Mr. T.
But I like that Beyonce's supportive of Mr. T. Like probably because she likes Mr. T. It just reminds her of, you know, her childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's somebody who... here's a Mrs. T that I don't support. Tamara Judge. Okay, Tamara Judge's daughter, yes. Sophia Barney, wants to be on Next Gen NYC. No. Okay.
You know what? End.
You're not allowed.
Here's the thing.
You're not welcome here.
There's one small issue, which is that as far as we can see, you're in Orange County. And so, like, I know we made, like, an exception for Gia, but I don't know if we can make the umbrella of New York City go all the way to Orange County, unless she has moved to New York City, in which case we can reevaluate. I think it's probably going to be a no, though, anyway. Yeah, it's going to be a no.
Yeah, I mean, she seems nice and everything, but I don't want guest spots from Tamara. You know, that's why I say no. And also, you're not the first person to write a song about a cannibal. Do you know how many cannibal songs we were sent after your episode and we were talking about songs about cannibals? A lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Write better dark songs. Write one about like foreskin checking, you know, like
foreskin check your
foreskin before the cheese forms, Gloria.
There's a lot of people talking about Laura Branigan in the comments, I think, because Gloria is here. So people are referencing the song Gloria. So maybe Sophia could do a cool remix of a Laura Branigan song and then we could talk. But I kind of want for Next Gen New York City, I kind of want a cast cut off. I don't want to bring in any more kids from the suburban shows. I think I just want rich kids from New York City to be added onto the show. So purely just like, I don't know if I want someone from Orange County infiltrating the show. It should really be people from the Upper East Side would make me happy, or the Upper West Side. I'll accept them too.
I think just leave it alone. That's what I say.
Yeah,
it's good. Well, it's too late. I don't want you all flying your kids in for screen tests. It's already done. It's already cast. It's already done. I think anybody else they cast, they should just cast people who are already in New York naturally.
Also, I have to say, I love this like gold rush that's happening with Bravo stars trying to whore out their children to get onto like Next Gen New York City or like a rumored Next Gen Los Angeles. The way they are all adding to the rumor mill, because you know they're the ones like telling the reporters, oh, I heard that like my child is going to be in talks. You know, Kyle Richards fully leaked. Actually, Kyle, all the daughters on the Kyle side, they've all leaked it, probably. Oh, well, you know, Sophia or like Portia or Farrah, they're all in talks to be in Next Gen New York City. You know, like Kyle is going to be coming in wearing a backpack, being like, I heard that like I was in talks to be in Next Gen New York City. Like, stop it. Everyone is rushing so hard to be on the show. It is hilarious to me.
Yeah, guys, everybody thought it was going to be trash. You all dissed it. I'm sure everybody wanting to be on the show is like, that show's going to fail. And now it's successful and you all want a piece of the pie. I'm sorry. The pie is served. It's already been served. You don't get to be a piece of the pie. You're not in the pie.
It makes me feel like there's like the world is about to explode and there's a spaceship and there's limited like seating on the spaceship and they're all trying to get their kids on the spaceship to start a new civilization. Like, yeah. Take my child, please put it on Next Gen New York City.
Yeah, that was a good movie. that the end of the world? And they had to all get their kids on the, all the rich. Yeah, all the rich kids got on, or all the rich people got on there or whatever. And then all the poor people were like, no. But I think the rich people all died too.
Usually they do.
So let's see. We did some Carl stuff. I mean, I guess there's this Gretchen likes homophobic, transphobic posts. I went off on that on The Real Housewives of Orange County. You know what? I don't need to fill myself with rage today. Gretchen, you still suck as much as you did this past weekend, or this past last week in our recap. Okay. Shame on you. So I'll just stop there. If anyone wants to hear stuff about that, then go check out that recap, because there's better stuff to talk about in Orange County, like Heather Dubrow.
We're going to have to create a jingle, like a Under the Sea jingle for Claw Hands arriving. Do, 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 Heather Dubrow news.
Alfredo.
Everything's better where it is wetter, because you can tell Alfredo wipe up the wetness.
So stupid. Well, first in the news, Heather and Terry sold their mansion that they've been trying to sell on the Shaw, and they sold it for $16 million. They had originally put it up for sale at $25 million. So that's crazy. That's a crazy low amount to be selling it. But, you know, we all know they're full of shit anyway, and they would never would have gotten that. So I don't know if they lost money, if they made money, but you know what? This is why I trust the best realtors on the market. Josh and Josh. Heather Dubrow, bringing people together.
I am Heather Dubrow. I am fun and relatable, and I am always very hilarious. I am a happy person. Ha 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 ha. And then we move on to Gina. So Gina Kirschenschneider.
I'm never going to get used to that. Gina Kirschenschneider. Gina Kirkenschneider. Kirschenschneiders.
I'm going to need, I just need her to have a stage name at this point.
Why is Carl changing his name from William, but you can't change it from Kirschenschneider?
Kirschenschneider. Yeah, exactly. Can we, what?
How about William? Change it to Carl.
Gina Williams. Can you
just be Gina Carl?
Gina Carl Williams. So Gina Kirschneider confirms Heather Dubrow leaked Katie's custody info ahead of Orange County reunion. This was on Taste of Reality, but I'm actually not reporting on that. What I am reporting on is Heather Dubrow's response to that.
Okay, well, hold on a sec. So basically what happened was Gina goes on Watch What Happens Live, and the question was, Gina, isn't it a little bit hypocritical that you guys are mad at Katie and calling the bloggers when, you know, when Emily researched Katie's, you know, what do you call it? Custody battle and put that on the reunion. Yes, it is hypocritical, Andy. There's the real answer. But Gina was like, no, because you know what? Like, a lot of people don't know this. But it wasn't even actually Emily who did the research. It was Dubrow. So she accused Heather of being the one to do the research on Katie Janella's children, or lack thereof at the moment, custody of.
Alfredo, my turn. Let's set the record straight. First of all, I do not research anyone. That is not my M.O. That stands for, well, I won't even say what it does, Gina. I do not have time or interest to try to dig something up on other people. I am a working actress who has many auditions to go to, Gina. I don't have time to do this. For the reunion last year, there was a lot of stories in the media circling about Katie, and some of us were sending them to each other because it was overwhelming and crazy. And I did, in fact, send the article about Katie's custody to Emily. I did nothing more than that, and I would never have brought this up at the reunion.
I actually went to Katie during the reunion. I actually went up to her during the commercial break, and I said to her, this must have been a very difficult time for you. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I never would have brought this up. You know, I never would have brought this up. Kids and careers are off limits for all of you out there making Wendy Malick jokes. Off limits. Not really sure why Gina chose to include me in her response on the show or make it sound salacious, but it was not. And I will not adjudicate this again.
No more adjudications. No more discussions. It's over.
Well, look, first of all, what Heather is saying is correct. The stories about Katie and her custody and all that dirty mud that was slung was in the news before the reunion. I'd read all that stuff before. So that stuff was out. The point is, you guys planned to bring it up and embarrass the woman, and Emily for sure did. And for sure that for Emily to be like, whoa, whatever, it wasn't the blows. You brought that shit on national TV for millions of people. And Gina, you sticking up for her makes you just as fucking gross. And we all know Heather had something to do with it too, because she's passing the info along to her little minions before the reunion, because she knows that they're going to carry her water. So y'all, please.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Here's my feeling on this. I think, you know, Heather basically said, look, we were texting, we were being messy. I did a Google search. I found this link. I sent it to the group. I think like amongst a group of friends being messy about like someone, like I'm not out of the context of like a reunion. It's like, okay, they're sending links. What I don't like is that Gina is actually trying to like abdicate any responsibility, like, oh, I didn't do anything, it was Heather who did it. It's like, so Gina to do that. Like Gina, like Heather's like, yeah, I was messy, I did it, you know, I didn't have like an investigator, I wasn't searching, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't call a Bo Deedle, you know. But Gina's like, it was Heather. And I just feel like this is what Gina always does. She casts stones and then she hides away, and then she sells out her people, she sells out friends, she's having a kiki with some friends and being shady or worse, and she still sells. She's always selling people out every single season, every single interaction.
Yeah, you know, people, there's always a discussion every season about Emily and Gina, right? Because they suck. And by the way, I saw something today that said Emily and Gina have been on OC longer than Dorinda was on Real Housewives of New York. Let that sit in. Isn't that crazy? So anyway, there's always a discussion every season because the audience is like, get rid of these two idiots. Why are these two boring idiots on TV? Why do we have to watch them every single season? The show's tanking and you just keep them. It's like you change everybody around them. It makes no sense. There's this discussion every season that they're on, right? And sometimes people are like, why don't you like them? Just because they're not rich. Gina's not rich. No, it has nothing to do with her not
being
rich.
Yes, it does. For me, yes, it does.
Well, for me, I don't care about that because I don't think any of them are rich. I think all of them are really Gina poor, but they pretend to be rich. I think at least 90% of them are that poor.
I like the pretending. That's
well, that part doesn't bother me personally as much as this. She's a bad friend. Ultimately, this show is about friends. Gina is a friend to nobody, and Emily is a friend to nobody. They're terrible people. They're terrible humans. They're terrible friends. And that's it. I don't want to watch that. I mean, ultimately, the show, you know, the show's like bickering and stuff like that. But I think what keeps me coming back is they're funny women who generally are good friends to each other. It's the fights are usually like, you weren't a good friend to me because X, Y, Z. Okay, well, how can I be a better friend? And that's ultimately what the show is, right? At least to me. So you guys suck. You suck at your jobs. You're not funny. You're not fun. And you're terrible friends. Go away.
Here's the thing. You can be a terrible friend, or you can be, let me say it this way. You can either be a good friend, but boring, or entertaining, but a terrible friend. But what you can't be is a terrible friend who's boring. And that's what they are. They're terrible friends who are boring. And I feel like every season we feel bad, because I think like we actually, in a weird way, I feel like we do sort of root for these people on a certain level, because we actually are all fans of these shows. We like them. We want them to work. We want these shows to succeed. And sometimes I get to a place where I'm like, you know, like I shit on Gina so much, but she's actually like doing the work. The story's moving forward because of her. She's stirring the pot. Emily's stirring the pot. She's obnoxious, but she's doing the thing. And I kind of like, you'll hear me do it on the podcast every single season. And I sort of like eat my words a little bit and say, you know, I give them all so much shit, but you know, the truth is they're actually like, they're working for their money. I do the whole thing. But you know, I'm sick of doing the whole thing. They're boring and they suck.
Yeah, they suck. No excuses. Get rid of them. So tired of those two. Big shocking news. This has nothing to do with Gina, thank God. But Teresa Giudice admits marriage with Louis Ruelas hasn't been easy amid rumors about financial struggles. I don't even need to read that. I don't even need to read that one. My response to that is, duh, no shit, Teresa. Okay, Teresa's the person you literally hold back at the crosswalk and say, don't, a bus is coming. And she walks out and gets hit by the bus. Am I supposed to stop and pick you up? No, stupid. I tried to hold you back. I'm busy. I have to get to work.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. Your relationship with Louis, how... Nothing that Louis ever does is easy. Why do you think he has five veins popping out his forehead at all times? Why do you think he looks like a tomato? This is why, because everything is stressful with Louis.
Did you see the letter that I think Gia or some Joe Giudice was, I don't have any of this in front of me. I just remember reading it this week. Joe Giudice was writing a letter to Trump or tweeting Trump or something, being like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know, it's time for another chance. You know what? Like, who cares? Like, let me back. Yeah, let me back in. Yeah. Like, I'm a good Republican. Yeah. You know, like, I'm a good Trumper. Whatever. Let me back. And so the family has been, like, kind of fighting on social media because that's the only place that Donald really pays attention to. They know they'll get his attention there. And so they're kind of begging him on socials to let Joe back. And then today, Joe had a post shirtless, which nobody needs that. And it said, like, oh my God, what another day is like waking up in beautiful Italy. What? Make up your mind.
What do you want?
What do you want? You need to be consistent in your social media begging, sir.
Also, like, why did it take you so long to realize this is what you're supposed to do? When I think I said it, or I was predicting it a long time ago, that Joe Giudice is going to appeal for a pardon, like in the first Trump term, because Teresa was on Apprentice. She already had a relationship with Trump. So I thought this was already going to happen. I'm surprised it took him this long. But, and I think he will get a pardon, by the way. I think it's going to work out for him. I'm just going to say, because it seems like any reality star who's pledged allegiance can get pardoned at this point.
Yeah. Well, speaking of parasites, Brandy Glanville has named her facial parasite. God damn it, I can't read this site. The site is cancer. It every time I open it, it's, what is this, page 6? Page 6, do better. I need a full page AT&T ad that I can't get past to read your fucking article. You assholes. Mm-hmm. Fucking yeah. Page 6. Page 6, you're better than this, right? So she named her facial parasite Caroline after Caroline Manzo and really thought That's she funny. Did something hilarious there. But then she topped herself by putting Nair all over her face to catch the worm and to catch Caroline and burnt her face off.
Wasn't Terry DeBrow supposed to fix this? Wasn't he like, she Listen. Better come into my office and I'll figure out how to deal with it. Like what happened to that? What happened to the botched guys going to town here?
To this, I say, can Terry DeBrow fix himself before he starts working on anybody else? It's like getting your car worked on by someone who drives a bike. Okay. It's ridiculous. It's like getting hair advice from me.
Yeah, poor Brandy Glanville I saw the pictures and she has burned herself and her face is now orange. I mean, this is really, I don't really wish this on anyone, this parasite situation that she's going through, but it does feel like we're watching an allegory or we're watching, like, there should be something that says, like, from the creators of the substance comes the parasite. Like, it feels like this is some sort of commentary on modern beauty, even though actually she got the parasite not from anything pertaining to beauty treatments. It just, there's something about it.
Well, no one knows where she got the parasite, and no one knows what the hell's going on with her. Vicky said that she got the same parasite in Thailand or whenever they shot that real war. They shot it in Thailand, right? She said she got that. Well, no, it was in Thailand. Where did they shoot that girl's trip that didn't air?
Morocco.
Okay, so then Vicky, what? Well, Vicky wasn't in Thailand. I'm getting all my girls' trips mixed up. Vicky said that she was there. She was somewhere and she got a parasite too. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Vicky, but I feel bad for the parasite being stuck in Brandy's face. I mean, God, couldn't you aim up?
I know you would think at this point. But yeah, I guess that saga is still going on and I'm surprised no one can fix it yet, but I guess that's the way it goes. Another thing that I think is amusing, you know, we were just talking about, Teresa, and the cast has been announced for the new season of Special Forces, a show that no one I know actually ever watches. I think it seems to exist solely for casting notice, like casting headlines to be like, this is the cast. And everyone's like, oh my God, what a funny cast. And then like people, I think the only thing that ever came out of that show over three seasons was like JoJo Siwa carrying Tom Sandoval. But the new cast from Bravo, the people who are going to be on this, we've got Brittany Cartwright, Teresa Giudice, and Eva Marcille, at least. I don't know if there's any others on there.
Jussie Smollett. Right.
I meant just from Bravo. But Jussie Smollett, that is a very funny casting. That's
a choice.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a choice.
Oh, Chanel.
Teresa's just like, please cast somebody on this show that will make me look credible. They're like, oh, we're having trouble. Not going to get Teresa this time. And they found him. They finally found
him. Chanel, never mind. Chanel Iman, not Chanel Ion. I was like, wait a second. Yeah, so it looks like that's our Bravo representation. I can't even imagine Teresa in boot camp. I'm sort of excited to see that.
I thought we was learning to make boots. No, can we rename the show? I get a little triggered when you say camps. Okay.
Okay. My favorite piece of news, and we'll end with this before we start talking to you guys, is that Dorit Kimsley has a memoir on the way. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star chronicled my story behind my curated image seen on screen in Unburdened, Moving On, Letting Go, and Putting It All on the Table. So she has written a book called Unburdened. Please make it stop. Dorit's so full of shit, ain't nothing in here is going to be true. And I cannot wait to make you read it for some podcast so you can tell.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be the best book since Sheena Shea's. It'll be so self-serving and hilarious. It'll be like, people I have hooked up with. Boy George, Prince Harry, Prince William, just to name a few.
Italy, in general. The language of Italia.
Pen. Air. I've hooked up with both Air and Mez.
I hope every chapter is like,
French, where I've picked up my French accent,
because, you know, she's got so many accents because she's a child of the world. So it would be fun to hear her like describe how she picked up each individual one that brings together her perfect, perfect coil accent.
It will be a great book because it's going to be, first of all, largely fictional, and it is going to be very globetrotting. You know, every chapter is going to be some fantastical story about how she was, you know, in, you know, like Hong Kong, abducted by a triad, and she was like ransomed, and all she was trying to do was get to the factory where she was manufacturing Beverly Beach. You know, like everything is going to be some amazing story. I think it's going to... It could get optioned and become a blockbuster movie. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah, blockbuster. Huge.
There are pictures of her walking with Hermes bags. I don't know if she supplied these pictures, but I saw them all over Twitter last night. And I didn't include them on our document because I couldn't tell if these were pictures she had posted on her Instagram that people were regramming or not. But it's her shopping with like two Hermes bags. And it's like, you know, look at Dorit having a big shopping day. Look at all the stuff from Hermes that she's buying. But then people zoomed in and you see that next to one of the Hermes bags is like some foot artifact. So it was like copied and pasted. Like the Hermes bag was copied and pasted. So great. So I don't want to put this all on Dorit just yet because I don't know the context of the larger picture, but whoever did this picture did some great sloppy photos. Funny.
Was that on Reddit? Because I saw a Reddit post about somebody saying these are fake, you know, or that they were bags that she had already used, and you could tell because they were crinkled up at the bottom and stuff. And it's just like all her Target stuff that she puts in Hermes bags.
Yeah, people were talking about that too. But then someone zoomed in, and you could see also that like it wasn't even like bags that they weren't even real bags. I think.
Oh, that's
funny.
I have a little dyslexia left over from being a kid. And so sometimes letters will jumble themselves up to me. And when I read the title of her book, I thought it said Unearned. And I read the whole article thinking it said Unearned. And I was like, finally, a book title that makes sense on this channel, you know, but it didn't. It said Unburdened. I think my dyslexia had it correct, honestly.
Yeah, there's something that's you know, what's funny is like calling your book Unburdened. What's so funny about it to me is there's nothing about the word unburdened that is fat shamey, but there's something like burden connotes heaviness. So like there's something about calling your book Unburdened, which feels like a dig at PK being heavy. I don't know. Like I feel like there's like a subtle thing there, right? Did you pick up on that vibe or is that just me?
Thinning down, lightening up.
The story of Dreet Timsley.
Diabetes zero.
How I got rid of diabetes in my life. All right, everybody, that brings
from
us to the
insulin to insul out.
And more insulada. That brings us to the end of the news portion of Crappy Hour. We're going to talk to you guys over on YouTube TV for the next 10 minutes or so. So if you guys want to talk to us, join us live every other Monday, 5:30 Pacific time. And thanks so much for being here. If you want the videos, obviously, this one's always free on YouTube. And you can also get these and all of our videos at Patreon. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.